Hey friends, welcome to Living in His Purpose podcast, where we recognize that in God's purpose, He has the perfect spot for you. If you're a Christian woman and you're feeling overwhelmed and anxious by this rat race way of life, and you're ready to find simplicity God's way, you're in the right spot. By replacing negative mindsets and habits with God's word, we're going to give Holy Spirit permission to come in and help us walk bravely in this upside down world. These are not easy things to face, sweet friend. You're going to have to put on your big girl pants. So pull them up, grab a drink, and let's get going. Hey friends, I'm going to start with a question. Do you know why you're thinking what you're thinking? Today we're going to talk about your paradigm. A paradigm is a way of looking at something. It's a standard, a perspective, or a set of ideas. Your paradigm is all about your thoughts and how you're viewing the world. We use our paradigm when we look around and evaluate all that's going on. Our paradigm gives us our worldview. You can have different worldviews. I like to talk about them like you're putting on a different pair of glasses, you know, like those rose-colored glasses analogy. Through what lens, what pair of glasses are you wearing when you look at the world? Do you have a Christianity worldview or a secular or worldly worldview? I think a lot of people are confused today and they don't know which way to think. There's a lot being said about Christianity being on a decline, and I see it. It breaks my heart because I know it breaks God's heart. I believe that if Christians were just to stop and think about how and what they're thinking about, there would be less of them leaving the faith. I see so many churches feeding people baby food, not the meat and potatoes that God has for us. But if Christians just opened up their Bibles with a humble, believing heart, they would see the Bible as a book with all the answers they're looking for. So our paradigm is how we think about things, and how we think about things affects our emotions. And our emotions, most of the time, for most of us, lead us into action or inaction. And when you have actions, there are results. It's a cause and effect. Our actions, or even inactions, will have the results, and something's going to happen to our lives once we do or don't do something. And in that result will be our legacy. It will be what we leave in this world for others to remember us by, to know us by, just associate us by. And it all starts back with our thoughts. I was listening to a podcast called Just Thinking Podcast. If any of you really want to learn about social issues through a Christian worldview, I highly, highly recommend this podcast. It's two gentlemen and they talk about everything. I've listened to two episodes, and the only downside with these podcast is that they are about 3 hours long. So you have been warned. One of the episodes I listened to was on the Enneagram, and the other was on climate change. And I was so impressed. They do such a great job. These guys are talking about our culture and things that are happening in our culture and things that are pulling Christians away or leading them to believe that they need more than the Holy Spirit and they need more than Jesus. As a mindset life coach, I'm heavily leaning towards the importance of how our mind is set. What is it set on? How is it set? And as a Christian, I know the answer. Our mindset should be that of God. But you don't just wake up one day knowing what God's mind and plan is for you. You have to open up the word. So now we have thoughts like, that surely can't be all there is. We have to lean into some other things like personality tests and what TikTok tells us and what the news media is telling us is important. And we assume that what they're saying is truth because they are, quote unquote, scientists, you know, people with a lot of letters after their name. But how important is the Bible when we're talking about our paradigm, when we're talking about forming our thoughts? If you want to improve your thoughts, you have to change the way you're thinking. And I'm wondering if you are at a place where you're evaluating the current trajectory of your life and thinking, this isn't the way that I expected it or wanted it to be. But if you want to change that trajectory of your life, you have to start with your thought life, because the Bible tells us that the way we think is the way we'll go. Proverbs 12:5 says, the thoughts of the righteous are right, but the counsels of the wicked are deceit. And Proverbs 16:3, commit your works to the Lord and your thoughts shall be established. So it's not only what to think, but how to think about what you want to think about. And for some of us, thinking is what we do first. We have a thought, and then we feel, and then we act, then we have results, and then we have our legacy. But some of us process things a little bit differently, and we start with the feeling. We feel first, and then we have to put those feelings into thoughts and words. So don't be surprised if it's difficult for you to really capture that thought because you're feeling it. You're not thinking it. It just means you have that one extra step to go to. Why am I feeling this? What thought am I having to lead this feeling? Okay, So let's work on the assumption today that you're here because you need some clarity on what and how to think. You're ready to make some changes in your life because it's just not going the way you want it or imagined it would be. And this can be very overwhelming because there are many parts of us that we may want to change. I think of a lot of us, maybe some of us, are content with how we're doing. But there's always a few areas in our life that we need to work on. Just pick one. One area of your thought life that you'd like to see some changes in. Is it in your relationships, in finances, your habits, your goals, your purpose, your values, the way that you see yourself? And let's get started. They say all journeys begin with the first step. Your first step is to become intentional and realize life will go on if you don't change your thought life, but probably not in the direction you're wanting. A boat has a rudder for a reason. It's to steer you where you want to go. A purposeful trip doesn't just happen on its own. So for this trip, you're going to need 5 tools. You're going to need prayer, the word of God, a humble heart, godly friends, and a church home. You have to be intentional with your thoughts. And the first thing you need to do is start praying. Ask God to show you the thoughts he wants for you. And he's going to answer you. If you are in a humble posture, wanting help, God will not answer you. Jeremiah 29:13 says, "And you shall seek me and find me when you shall search for me with all your heart." Our first and most reliable way to hear what God would want us to think about is in his word. This is how the Holy Spirit can move us. But he's going to also use your friends. He's going to use things you're listening to, things that you're looking at and seeing throughout your world, your everyday world. But remember, no one's going to have a divine revelation that doesn't agree with the word of God. If you hear someone say they have a new revelation that's not mentioned in the word of God, it's not true. It's not from God. God has given us his word. He has given us his revelation. It's enough. That book is enough. Now, people may have dreams, they may have prophecies, but it's always going to match up with the word, what it already says. So just beware of that. Everything comes back to the word. The word is active and it's powerful and it's God's word, and that should trump everything else. It should even trump how we feel about things. But we live in a society now where everyone has their own truth, and that's not truth. That's your opinion. Everyone has an opinion, and that's great. But as Christians, our opinions have to be lined up with the word of God. Otherwise, we cannot be an effective witness for Jesus. So once you're in the word, and the word, remember, is truth, try this. Do a word search. So there's an app called the Blue Letter Bible. You can access it online or on your phone, and you can do word searches. You can do expository searches. You can listen to pastors or read pastors from the last 150 or 200 years about what they think about these verses that you're reading. You can read it in different languages. You can learn the original language, and you can read the definitions in the original language. You can see different translations of the Bible. You can compare so you can understand better. And with your mind open and the word open and bathed in prayer, God will give you your answers. In this fast-paced world, you might think you're going to get your answer before you close the book. I'm here to tell you, as a microwave thinker, that doesn't happen. Not very often anyway. Much to my chagrin, it doesn't happen. It takes time because yes, we are changing the way that we think about things, but we're also undoing the way that we have thought about things. And the way that we have thought about things has affected how we feel. Now, our feelings are ingrained in our emotions, and our emotions have become part of our body. And you have to unstick all that. And you have to remember that this is only going to happen with faith. Faith and trust that God knows what he's talking about. And honestly, I feel like this might be where we get stuck. The root of it all is, what do you think about God? If you don't know what you think about God and you're a Christian, get in the word. He's not going to condemn you for that. He's not going to be angry because you don't have that blind faith. He actually encourages people to think through it. God wants us to look for answers, have an open heart, have an open mind with the open word, not an open mind with the world, but in the word. Let Holy Spirit minister to your spirit so you can hear what God has to say, because he has a lot to tell you. He loves you. You are a daughter or a son of the high God, and he's got a lot for you. But maybe we don't trust that God knows what he's talking about because he's not saying exactly what the media is telling us. He's talking about other things. And if the Bible doesn't say exactly what the world is talking about, does that mean he doesn't have an opinion on that? Well, I'm here to tell you that I believe God has an opinion on everything. In the Word of God, you're going to find the answers about every single topic. Let's take, for example, the word abortion. It's not found in the Bible, but God says, don't murder. Did you know also back in the Old Testament, there were laws that put people to death if they killed a woman who was pregnant because it was two lives, not just one. In Psalms, David talks about how God knew him as he was being formed, knitted together in his mother's womb. So he may not say, do not abort your baby, but you know, A plus B equals C. There's a trail of thought here. God values life. He always, always values life. God is always just. God is always true. He is always good. And these are things that you're going to learn as you spend more time in the Word. And in the beginning, it can be frustrating. It can be unnerving when you're reading about some of the things that God has said and done. But the more that you spend time in it, the more you're going to understand. If you're struggling with the thought that you can't get rid of or a way of thinking that you can't change, you need to be in the Word because God can change you. God's in the business of changing people. We are put to death and raised in newness of life once we become a child of God. We're being changed to be more like Christ. We need to get our thoughts and head out of this world. We're just passing through. We don't belong here. As children of God, we belong with God. But until he calls us home, we're here to do some work. We're here for his purpose. And his purpose is to tell others about Jesus. But if you don't know about Jesus because you haven't really thought about him or thought about the Word and the work that he's done, you don't know how to tell people about Jesus. When you have social issues that come up in a conversation and you don't know what the Word says about it, how can you tell people what God says about it effectively? You need to know. You have to be firm in the Word as we get closer to the end of time, which hopefully is sooner than later, because the devil's time is short. And I've mentioned that before in a previous podcast, but it's so true. It affects everything. His time is so short that he's in a frenzy. He's working up his demonic powers to work against us. And he does it very, very slyly. He doesn't just come out and say, Okay, well, hold on. Sometimes he may come out and say, God is dead. He doesn't know what he's talking about, or he's not real. But I think for believers, it sounds something more like this. Knowledge is good. Human wisdom is good. There's nothing wrong with men telling you how to think. They're experts in the field, aren't they? They've spent their whole lives exploring this topic. They have to be right, don't they? They have a dozen letters after their names. They have to be right, don't they? No, they don't. I'm here to tell you, they don't. They can absolutely be wrong with the alphabet soup behind their name. But if you're not in the Word, you don't know this. And God's Word says to not trust in human wisdom, but in the power of God. So I just want to say that changing your life starts with how you think. And if you want a life that's pleasing to God, full of joy and happiness and peace and patience and long-suffering and self-control, no matter what's going on in your life, you have to be in the Word of God. And that's my final answer. Now, if you're interested in working on your paradigm and learning how to change what you're thinking, but you're stuck and you need help, that's what life coaching is for. And as a mindset life coach, that's what I focus on. I use tools with my clients that not only work out your thoughts, but we address the whole kit and caboodle, like making goals and accountability and follow through. That's what I help people with. We identify an issue that you're stuck in and we fix it. We get you unstuck. And I use the Word of God as my guide. Because if I use anything else, I'm depending on human knowledge. Like Paul says in 1 Corinthians 2:13, not in the words which man's wisdom teaches, but which the Holy Spirit teaches. So I hope this episode has given you some food for thought today. I hope it's hit you right where you needed to be hit. I'm encouraging you to pick up the Word of God and open it. Do a word search, do a subject search, do a blind search. Sometimes those are fun, but I don't highly recommend those every time. But every once in a while, it's kind of fun to open the Bible, put your finger on a page, and see what God has to say to you. Just know that you're not alone. As Christians, we're all together in this. We're brothers and sisters in Christ, and that's why a church home is so important. We're going to struggle. We're going to be influenced by the way that the world thinks. And sometimes it's hard to hold fast by yourself. I highly encourage you to get involved in a local church. Find Christian friends. Talk about God openly, out loud. Don't keep them a secret. The more you talk about things with others, the more revelation you're going to see when you see other people going through the same thing. You'll know you're not alone. And then opposite there, in order to help those friends, you need to be in the Word to be able to give them comfort, true comfort. What is God saying about what they're going through? I hope this has blessed you. And if you need help getting unstuck with your thoughts, if you need to find clarity in them, I currently have a beta coaching package that is limited time pricing. I've got a link down below if you're interested. There's also a discovery call link below. If you want to hop on a call, we can look through what you're going through and see how I can help you. God bless you, friends. And don't forget, eat that word up. It's good for the soul and the mind and the will and the imagination. And your spirit, which knows the truth, is itching to tell you, to reveal to you what God's word has to say. It's full of joy. It's full of good. It's full of peace. It will help you let go of that overwhelm and anxiety in your life and make you productive in the Lord. Okay, that's enough for today. Have a good day. Love you, friends. I'll chat with you next time. Well, that's it for today. Thank you so much for being here with me, and I'm hoping that you received a word. Let me close with a passage of scripture. Rejoice in your confident hope, be patient in trouble, and keep on praying. By doing this, sweet friend, you're going to find that you can take those thoughts captive and change that mindset and be anxious for nothing. Have a wonderful day, and I'll see you next time.